My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. I was framing the new bathroom today in my current project and thought I'd run through some framing basics. The horizontal pieces of dimensional lumber are the plates, the vertical uprights, studs. Laying out a wall is when you mark the stud locations on your plates. I was only framing a few walls, so didn't set up any production cutting. If I was framing a house and needed a lot of dimensional lumber cut to various lengths, here's what I'd do. I'd screw my chop saw to the subfloor, then screw a scrap of wood on this floor as a stop. Push your dimensional lumber up against the stop and cut as many of that size as you need. They'll be exact and no measuring after the first piece is needed. Let's say you're laying out a wall that's 13 foot 8. Take two 14s and clamp them together, side by side. Make sure one end is lined up square. If the ends are bad, make a square cut across the ganged plates. Pull your tape from the square end and mark your stud locations. Put an X on the side of the line the stud lands on and mark the ends so you can't mistakenly spin one around. Mark the plates while clamped and cut them to length while clamped as well. Today's bathroom framing was just partition walls in an existing structure. No exterior walls, no windows. On the wall with the door, I used full-length plates, even though the section of plate in the rough door opening will be cut out. It's just easier. Since the new framing is on the existing flooring, I made sure to cut halfway through the bottom of the bottom plate to the interior of the door liners prior to wall assembly. That way, when I'm using a handsaw run along the door liner studs to cut out the bottom plate, I'll be well away from my finished floor. The lower portion of the cut is already made. If newly framed interior walls need to go in tight, floor to ceiling, I still mark and cut my plates as a team, but only nail in the end studs prior to tilting the wall up. You'll need to rack the wall to fit. That means you'll be skewing the rectangular framing to a parallelogram. Once it's up, use a sledge to drive it back to a rectangle and tight to the ceiling. Infill the remaining studs once it's up. Always use a scrap block between your sledge and framing. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.